I'm Stephen Barba, your host of the Gangster Fantasy Football Podcast. With me, as always, my co-anchor, Nikki G.
Yo! What's happening?
How's it going, Nikki G?
Good. Doing good.
Doing good.
Got my first win this week.
Yeah, nice. Getting wins.
Feeling good.
Yeah, I'm still undefeated. Feeling good about this week as well. Things looking promising.
Yeah. Well, this is a big week for us.
It's a big week.
Yeah, it's you versus me in the league. So yeah.
Yeah.
Things are looking promising.
You know, like I said, I don't. You know, you could certainly use a win.
I could. I could use a few.
I don't think I'm projected very well this week.
I got you in the projection right now, but that's, you know, projection is what it is.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
Until the game starts. Nobody knows how many Gronkowski and Gronkowski are going to get, you know.
Exactly. And it should be a lot.
It should be probably about 40 points.
The Owskies.
The Owskies.
Kowskis. Also, along with us, as always, we have our co-host, Don. I'd like to welcome you, Don. Co-host. How you doing tonight?
Don, good to see you.
You have been amazing. Thank you.
Already.
Already. Good to have you in the building.
Yep.
Looking good.
That's the big leagues.
Yes, it is. 4-0, baby. That's why I decided to do the podcast. It's like, how could we not?
How could we not?
How could we not? So, it's the big show this week.
This is our big one. Run down all the matchups. I guess we didn't really do a show, a small show, where we talked about what we got right and wrong. Although, it was kind of an odd week. I think it should be noted that I got like all the top fives wrong, but that was doing it quickly. So I'm gonna try to do better this week.
Yeah, that was first try at that. Yeah. A little rushed.
Don't you think I should fire you?
Well, it was kind of improvised, Trump.
I think I should get at least two tries.
Yeah, at least another try. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Oh. You're so forgiving. You know, that's our next president right there, Donald Trump, you know.
That's a very likely reality we could find ourselves living in.
Yep. Nobody can buy that man. I like it. Nobody can buy him.
Oh, Lord.
Anyway.
Yeah. Shall we get right into it?
Yeah, I think we probably should just get right into the matchups. We, you know, we didn't really get the waiver wire out. It was kind of a Cubs World Series positioning.
Cubs stuff is busy in the hood.
Busy in the hood, you know.
Shit happens.
Got to keep it real sometimes.
Yeah, and
out here on a hustle, you know.
Everybody knew what to do for the Thursday game. Start Hopkins.
Yeah, and waivers are slim pickings. Kinda.
Yeah.
If you haven't got what you're supposed to get.
Devontae Freeman was like the last big waiver wire thing.
He's still the next big waiver wire thing if you don't have him yet. If
he can't be available in any other leagues, he's the number one running back.
Yeah.
He's got to be owned in a hurry by now. But anyway.
Anyway, yeah. Let's see, I was able to get Hankerson off the waiver.
I think that's a good pickup.
He's listed as questionable for Atlanta. I think he might still play. He's got a hand issue. He's
quickly become number two there.
Yeah.
Roddy White's getting old.
That's true. And
it happens.
You know, he's getting old. I don't mean I don't like him.
Yeah.
And I was able to pick up their defense as well. I like Atlanta. In the stretch.
Atlanta has had a really easy schedule, but they will continue to, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, if they can get up, then that allows them to do more stunts and stupid stuff, you know?
Yeah, I mean, for your offense, that's a good thing. I don't know if that makes you happy if you're playing their defense. It might worry you a bit, but they do have a seemingly pretty easy schedule. Could be a possible good defense pickup.
Yeah, I'm hoping it pans out for me.
Yeah, we'll see this week against A 2-2 Washington Redskins team.
Yeah, it's up for grabs over there, huh? Would you say that?
Yeah,
and the Eagles East, looking a little more promising.
Eagles are looking up, but the Cowboys are obviously going to be struggling with their major injury troubles. Yeah, could be up for grabs, and these Giants seem to be a little bit improved, too.
Yeah, their defense is looking better.
And Eli's been looking good after week one.
After a rough week.
I think he's scored 20 points in all three games after that.
I'm glad that he's put it together.
Yeah, he could be an option at quarterback this week for sure.
Yeah, definitely something to look into and get to.
Yeah,
that.
When we get there.
Let's see, Cousins. He's starting to look up.
Cousins.
I think that he's got some pretty good points.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to try and buy that.
That's a tough situation. I don't know. I don't know if would anybody be starting Cousins yet. Maybe if you're in a pinch, I guess I kind of like it this week actually. And although without Deshaun Jackson, I mean it's kind of tough over there. I don't know.
I mean there's got to be like slightly better quarterbacks out there. Even Mariota, a rookie, wouldn't you think you could play that over Cousins?
Boy. Yeah, maybe this week.
This week.
Although against a pretty tough Bills D, I think, in that matchup. But I could see Cousins as a serviceable start this week, possibly. Really see what Washington's got.
If you're sitting deep, you know, he's exponentially scoring points upward, you know.
Kirk?
Yeah. He's looking better the more he's playing.
Yeah, 21 last week. That's
against Philly. Matchup there. Against Atlanta, I don't know if he's going to be able to do that.
I think he could.
He very well may. Especially if Atlanta gets away out in front. Garbage time.
And the Washington running game has been unsure
Mismal.
At best. Yeah, running back by committee and...
Yep.
None of them seem to stand out too much, although it seems like that Thompson, what is it, Chris Thompson? Something. Seems like he might be the guy up there now.
Yeah. Would you say, like...
If you're struggling for
Morris,
a running back.
Morris is on.
Morris.
Slowly getting less and less touches.
Yeah, Morris is definitely on the sit squad and close to drop status.
Yeah. Which is too bad.
Yeah.
I like him.
Right? Yeah. He was a serviceable running back there for a couple years.
I like him. Yeah, no, and I think still right now even, you know, somebody like Eli is a better matchup than Kirk necessarily.
I would start Eli over Kirk for sure.
Who's probably...
I think Eli has a good week.
I think he's got a couple rings.
A couple rings.
That might have something to do with it.
Right?
I think top scorer, I got to go Devontae Freeman all day.
Freeman again, huh?
Yeah, the saga continues, the Freeman show. No problem.
Yeah.
I can call that all day. Julio Jones will probably be second. And then Matt Ryan. Gosh, I don't really see much.
Yeah, that should be a lot of Falcons offense there,
yeah.
I would think. I think that's...
It's in Atlanta. They play in the Georgia Dome where they're pumping in fake music.
And Hankerson on the somewhat sleeper tip.
Yeah, they didn't know he's listed as questionable.
Yeah, I think he'll play. Watch him. But, yeah.
But, you know, Julio Jones is listed as questionable as well. So.
That's what I'm saying. They're all questionable as good as go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And side note, Roddy White didn't even practice.
Yeah, I don't think Roddy White is you're even looking at him to play him in any league at this
any
point.
Any format.
Yeah. I think he's just sit him in all.
Yeah, not going to get
until
you anything.
Further developments.
Yeah.
If they occur.
The real surprise I think out of that team is how well Matt Ryan is doing still. You know, with a new coach and all that stuff.
Yeah, obviously, stuff is working out
there.
Stuff
is working. I mean,
Matt Ryan's a good, capable quarterback.
Yeah, 4-0?
4-0.
4-0. Just like me. I like it.
NFC South.
I like it. What do you think for a high score over there at the Redskins?
Cousins, I guess. Who's their kicker? possible watch on their kicker. But yeah, I guess Cousins is, and Jordan Reed is probably a decent tight end start, but that's all I'm really looking at starting there. Maybe that Thompson, if you're in
and
a
you're
pinch
desperate
for a running backs,
for a...
I think Thompson's the one I would go with.
There's got to be better matches than that, though.
People are struggling for running backs, man. I've been there. If you had...
Oh, yeah, I'm sitting on a ton of them.
I mean, if you had LeSean McCoy and then Carlos Williams, C.J. Anderson, Ronnie Hillman have been sucking. If you had...
True, yeah.
You know, there's Marshawn Lynch. You know, there's a lot of those situations. Where Bishop Sankey, if you thought he might be a decent running back.
Yeah.
Andre Ellington.
Ellington, you know, a bust.
Just, yeah, there's a lot of those situations. Lamar Miller. So.
All right. Buff.
Buffalo. Moving right along. Buffalo.
Buffalo at the Tennessee Titans.
Should be a good football game.
I think we got a request on this game from fan.
To discuss the running game here.
Is that what it said? The running game?
The running back.
Tyrod Taylor.
The running back matchup.
Tyrod Taylor, I like.
Start him as a running back?
I don't know. I don't think he can.
Our listener must have had LeSean McCoy, Carlos Williams situation happening.
Yeah. Looks like it's going to be Booby Dix.
Booby Dixon.
Straight up. I think Rex even said it. That's from the horse's mouth.
Yep, right from the horse's mouth. That's up there with one of the best names in the game, too, I think, which is worthy of note. Booby Dixon.
Booby Dixon.
Up there with Ha Ha Clinton Dix. And
It's a good name. I like it.
I'll keep formulating that list as we go.
I think Watkins is still out.
Yeah. What do you think? Does Tyrod bounce back and have another good game? I think.
Did he bounce down?
I think last week wasn't as good as he had been doing. I think he was in the 20s the first 3 weeks.
He's still.
Yeah, he fell out of the top five, so he dropped a little bit.
To Brady.
Yeah, Brady didn't play.
And Brady didn't even play.
Which means he obviously dropped a little bit.
Excuse me.
Let's see what his points were. Let me check that real quick.
Yeah, 13.
Yeah,
so.
13 after 19, 25, 24.
That was his lowest game.
Yeah, you think he bounces back, or do you think he is just he's come back to earth?
I bet he scores more than 13. I could see that. I said,
it's a pretty decent
Carlos,
matchup for him.
You know, improbable for a concussion protocol, sitting a week or whatever it is. I like Tyrod Taylor. They're going to have to put it on his shoulder or his boot one way or another.
Find Tyrod back in the top five conversation?
Not in this week's matchup.
Not in this week's matchup.
No.
Okay.
I think
on the outside.
I think you could have Ryan up there. You could have Palmer up there. You'd have Cam up there. You'd have Dalton up there.
You sure could.
Could
also have Tyrod up there.
Tennessee coming off a bye week. I think it's at Tennessee.
Yeah. Well,
I think Tennessee is not favored. Tennessee is favored. They got the home point. They got the spread, barely. Home field advantage, I think.
Tennessee is voted on, it looks like. The Vegas spread is Tennessee plus 2.5, which means the Bills are favored.
Ah, there we go. The Bills.
But it looks like people are voting against Buffalo. That's not much of a shocker, I suppose. Yeah, as far as the Tennessee running game, I don't start any of them. I think they all suck. Although on Tennessee, I like Kendall Wright. He's quietly having a good season, and I think it's going to continue. And also, I think Delanie Walker has a good game there. I think he's a good start at tight end this week.
Yeah, I like Mariota over there.
Mariota could have a good week. It'll be interesting to see. I think the Bills D is pretty solid, though.
Yeah.
I don't expect Mariota to have
huge game. They're a tough 2-2 team, you know.
Yeah, I like Tyrod and Charles Clay on the other side. Big, this is going to be a nice tight end matchup.
Always looking for a tight end.
Always looking for a tight end.
I don't know. I didn't see any other major injuries on that one.
Yeah.
You know, McCoy still out.
You know,
somebody else that might be a deep sleeper over there on the Buffalo team, Woods.
Oh yeah, possible.
He's slowly been looking up.
Yeah, with
creeping in.
Watkins out. Yeah.
And I'm sure they're gonna need somebody to step up somewhere. Yeah. You can't just keep putting it on Tyrod.
Possible clearly. Sleeper.
Titans.
I don't buy their running game at all, really.
No, I don't start any of them.
Maybe Mariota, Kendall Wright, like you said.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't start any of their running backs. But, I think Kendall Wright is a good start, and also their tight end, Delanie Walker, for sure.
You know, I guess high score over there. You think it could be Dix?
I got Tyrod.
Yeah, I got Tyrod. Well, do you think Booby Dix could even contend?
I don't think he has an outstanding game. Maybe 10 points would be about my ceiling of expectations on Booby. Yeah. I mean, if you're starting Booby Dixon, I think it's because you're in a pinch and you're just hoping for something good to happen.
Putting a prayer up.
I
wouldn't try and cash in on it.
Yeah, you know what your situation is if you're going to start him. Like, yeah, you're hoping.
All right. I got Buffalo in that game.
I got Rex.
Sexy Rex.
Steps into town and walks out with it.
All right, Pete the Cheat. Going down to Cincinnati.
Ooh, the Red Rocket.
I don't know that I buy into Seahawks as much as I did at the beginning of the season.
Seahawks looking better.
It's a pretty interesting game. End of the game there on Monday night. I don't even really care to comment on that.
Looked like another Seahawks win to me.
Yeah, that's what it looked like to me. I like it.
We've seen that before.
Nothing you can do about that one.
All right.
Let's see. Oh, I think Russell Wilson has another good week.
You think so?
I think he has a good week, but I think I got Bengals
so.
In this one.
I'm a little worried about this matchup for Russell. Bengals D is pretty solid, and I think they get a decent pass rush on Wilson, so we're gonna see how he does. You know, obviously he's a good quarterback; he can perform. But I think it'll be a good test this week.
I think Cincinnati's the real deal here.
Yeah, since he looks like they got a pretty good squad.
I want to say that Dalton is number 2 QB overall.
Yeah, I think so.
So. I like, even against the Seahawks, I like this matchup.
Yeah. I think
the Seahawks have shown they're human this season.
I think Dalton has entered the must-start QB status.
Definitely.
Unless AJ Green.
Yeah, AJ Green for sure.
And looks like they got the dual running backs going still over there.
Yeah, I think you can start either of those running backs, too. It looks like Hill gets the goal line work, and Bernard gets...
the horse.
Yeah, gets a lot of the other stuff, but you saw last week, Hill took a touchdown right away from Bernard that he for sure should have had, so, you know. But they both had decent games. can't complain about starting either of them last week. I think that probably continues even in a tough matchup. But I think AJ Green is about the only wide receiver I like there this week.
Yeah.
On either side, actually.
I'd say I was hoping.
I think I just said what Marvin Jones. I picked him up.
Yeah.
I played him. Got a zero. Still won.
Still
balling over here.
Yeah.
What a fool.
I think he has another tough week.
Yeah, I think he has another tough week. What was it? So I think it went to Sanu.
Yeah, Sanu is getting a few more looks.
Sanu, so maybe a sleeper there.
I'd still be scared about
God,
it.
God, I didn't even see what did Rawls do in Seattle.
Nothing.
I didn't think he would, but I imagine he got a point.
Maybe like two or three or something.
No.
But, if Lynch is back, he's a must-start because he's Marshawn Lynch, but otherwise I don't like much of their running game.
So you're buying Marshawn Lynch's name.
Oh, you got to start him. He's Marshawn Lynch.
Well, he's had a pretty tough year.
That's what you call fantasy football.
Not even top five.
Well, he missed a game.
Not even top 10.
He missed a game.
Bell's doing better than him.
Of course.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's time to sell. I've been trying to sell him for a while.
Depends on what you can get for him, I suppose.
Yeah, hopefully you can get some value. I think this Cincinnati show, I guess I'm still buying the Seahawks defense, but not by much.
Yeah, I think the Seahawks D makes a statement here, and the Seahawks have a win, and they show that they're still the Seahawks.
Yeah, I like that. That's a good call. I'm gonna stick with the old Red Rocket.
Red Rocket.
I like the Red Rocket. I think
kind of
he's really
got him having
shown his maturity. Red Rocket. 20 points.
20 points. Yeah.
AJ Green right behind him.
Yeah.
18.
I like AJ Green having a big game too.
Bernard probably like 15. Hill 10. Something like that. Some combination of that.
Yeah. I can see that.
Wilson maybe not quite as good of a game.
Yeah, as Dalton. It seems like Wilson sort of lives in that, like, 16 to 20 range most of the time.
They just can't really get it going to any of the receivers over there. I don't know what the problem is. So they're really having to rely on Wilson a lot. They need to figure out that other option. Maybe Kearse, maybe Lockett. I don't know, but they need to figure it out.
I was just going to say, I'm selling Lockett this week. I know a lot of people are up on him because of his kick return value, but I think it's time to temper those expectations.
Yeah, that's the defense. That's not Lockett, so.
Yeah, don't get your hopes up on that.
Get your hopes up on that. Yeah. I'm going to stick with Dalton, high score, about 20, 21, 22, somewhere, 20.
Got him in your top QB conversation?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. I think I got him right where he's sitting at number two.
Whoa. All right.
Maybe not number two. Seahawks D a little better than we think.
Seahawks D is...
Maybe number three. I think I got
Seahawks
him in top
D
five.
Is really good.
I think I still got him in top five.
All right. What's next?
Chicago at Kansas City.
Cutler's back.
Cutler's back.
And
Million Dollar Man.
Yeah. He's a sleeper pick at quarterback for me this week. I think Cutler could surprise some people.
Cutler.
So that's all you have to say about that, huh?
Cutler. I like Cutler. I like the Bears.
He had a good game last week.
I think you said potential sleeper.
Yeah,
I can see that.
KC is the worst defense against quarterbacks. So it's a good matchup for Cutler. Martellus Bennett, Alshon Jeffrey, Ballard. I think should play. Eddie Royal looked better. I think the Bears are looking up. And Jay is once again looking to prove his critics, well, something.
He still lists as questionable.
Right?
He still lists as questionable.
Cutler is always questionable.
Always questionable. Jeffrey's list is questionable. And Royals list is questionable. That's what's going on at the Bears. What do you think? Forte? Cutler? Bennett?
Yeah. Bears offense. Looking like
at Kansas the good City. Old I hear day. It's pretty tough to play at Kansas City.
Nah. Kansas City.
Looks like Kansas City's got the spread.
Charles. He's had what? He's the only running back to have double digits all 4 weeks.
Yeah, Jamal Charles is
real stud over there.
Yeah.
Got him. You got to play him. I think that's your name recognition right there. Charles is beast mode and doing what Charles
proving
does.
Himself once again, one of the best running backs.
What
in
do
the
you
game.
Think about Macklin?
I like Macklin.
You like,
I've been saying it.
I
like Macklin. I think he has another good game this week. I think he's quickly becoming the guy and finding a
they
good
They finally have
connection
found a niche with
a
wide receiver.
With
huh?
Smith, yeah. I think he has another 100-yard game.
Oh, maybe a bold prediction there, huh?
You can call that bold if you want, but it is against Chicago.
Fair enough.
Chicago fire sale defense.
Fire sale defense.
I mean, they're down
they beat,
what?
Hey, they beat the Raiders. Really saving my bet. I'm happy about that.
I sure did.
I even thought Oakland was going to win that one. So that was tough. But I don't know. I think Charles
carries this game and the Chiefs win. Maybe by like a touchdown.
Yeah. Not going to pick
some
a winner
garbage
in
time.
This one because I have vested interest, but I will say that I think Cutler could be a serviceable play if you're in some quarterback trouble. Matt Forte seems to be coming around. I was down on him, then he had a good game, so you know he's off my shit list.
I like Bennett to have another good week.
Also, yeah, I think Bennett's
he's
a perennial
himself.
Top five
yeah.
tight end.
Yep. Yeah, he's definitely establishing himself as something that should be in that discussion every week. No matter who's quarterbacking, it sounds like.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Whether Bears are going to win or not is.
And also Robbie Gould. Robbie Gould is also a solid scorer for the Bears most weeks.
Most weeks.
Kicking game.
I like it. I don't know. What else do you think to say about that game?
Not a lot. I don't.
Kelce?
Yeah, I think Travis Kelce is still, if you drafted him, you probably used a semi-decent pick on him, so you're hoping to get some return from it. So I think you got to still start him and hope that he picks it up and has the breakout season that everybody was thinking he was going to have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You kind of got to hope for that. I don't even know if he's in the top five conversation anymore.
I don't think he is.
I think that he's just in points. He's behind Gronk, and Gronk didn't even play last week.
And Kelce, he just had that really big first week.
Yeah.
Like 29 points or some shit.
Otherwise, Clay's coming up, Olsen's coming up, Witten, Barnage, and then Bennett.
Right. I also like Alshon to have a good week.
Jeffrey. Yep. I like his name.
Alshon, yeah, probably in there in like there with name. The list I'm compiling currently.
Alshon Jeffrey.
Alshon Jeffrey.
I like Jeffy. I like his name.
Hell yeah.
I'm not seeing too much in that. Maybe, I mean, if you really think Cutler's going to do that good.
I think Cutler may be your high score for the Bears there.
See a possible sleeper for Kansas City to beat up on the Bears.
I think Cutler might post 20.
Maybe bold?
That might be. Maybe I'll keep that for the bold, but
the bold.
You heard it here early. I'm working on my preparation skills for the podcast.
Nice. I like it.
Try to bring a better product.
You know, chicks like guys with skills.
Chicks do like guys with skills.
So there you go.
Fucking bow fighting skills, computer hacking skills. like guys with skills.
Oh, they like skills.
Yeah.
Skills pay the bills.
I work on my skills.
All right, that was ridiculous.
It's not just fantasy football here at the GFF podcast. Also,
it's real life over here.
Learn about life.
I like that.
Even Trump likes it. Jacksonville, Tampa Bay. The other battle for the state.
The real battle,
the
for,
real battle for the state.
Oh, man.
Oh, nailed that bold prediction. Somebody getting fired. I didn't know it was going to be the head coach.
I thought that, yeah.
I mean, I thought maybe the general manager or something, but
I think
turns out the coach was telling the scout team to go easy on Tannehill.
Tannehill was whining here. He said he was like, enjoy your practice squad paycheck.
Oh man, like,
we about to wait outside for you, son.
He's getting his little butt hurt.
Fucking move us right up from practice squad.
Yeah, and they fired their head coach. So
cutting brake lines.
What do you think, Jacksonville gonna win this game?
Yeah, I think Jacksonville is improving, and I like Bortles better than Winston, you know.
I would go there with you, sure.
But I think there might be some offense in this game, right?
Oh yeah,
right.
I picked up
One of the Jacksonville wide receivers, Robinson, I believe. But I think both of those wide receivers, what, Robinson and Hearns should both have good games.
Yeah, I like Hearns.
And I think also,
like Hearns this week, especially against Tampa Bay.
Exactly, I like the matchup.
Big week for him.
And the Jacksonville running back, it seems like Yeldon is establishing
Yeldon, the other
himself.
T.Y.
The other T.Y., or is he a T.J.?
That's Who knows?
That's a Mexican Y anyway.
The Mexican Y.
But yeah, I think he's gotten himself into like a solid RB2 position.
I'm not really entirely sure on this game, but I like your call on a lot of offense. I don't think Jameis, he's still, you know, he's going to throw.
Jameis is tough. I don't know if anybody's starting him. If you are, you sort of know what your position is. You're hoping something good happens, but knowing it very well.
Looks like Vincent Jackson is stepping up as the wide receiver
Vincent Jackson. He's talented. I also think Evans is going to come around, but also Doug Martin there.
Doug Martin.
Looking like the Doug Martin of 2012.
Shining some shoes, looking like a runner.
Like
listed number 3 on their team of points this season. So,
yeah, coming around.
If you got Doug Martin, you're happy, right? I guess. He's doing something for you. Sims is close behind him, and then Jenkins, who is out.
But I'm sitting Sims. So, I think his time in the shine is over.
Yeah. So I like Vincent Jackson over there, Doug Martin over there.
And some Jaguars. I'm all right starting Bortles this week.
I like the Jaguars this week. I like Bortles. I like both the receivers.
Do you take a chance on a defense here?
If maybe
you're a streaming defense, and some of those times you're looking for, you know,
what do you think
the matchup against Jameis or something?
Would you say so? Are you saying picking up Jacksonville's defense?
I think that's the one that I would go to first.
Gosh. That seems kind of tough.
It seems like a risky play, but maybe
it's going to be one of those risk rewards. You're either going to get a couple points or it'll pay out.
I think there's some people that thought they were going to have Miami D and like be solid all year, and then went, oh shit, I guess I was wrong about that. Now we're in a D streaming situation, which, yeah.
Yeah, it's hard for me to say. Get Jacksonville's defense. Even against Tampa Bay. I mean, remember that there was that one game with Tampa Bay? I mean, that they won
that
one game.
They won that one game. I do sort of remember that.
And I think that was a lot of points in that game. So I don't know if I can. I can't get behind Jacksonville's defense.
All right. That was just a question.
Sure, sure. Definitely. Gotta answer those questions. Side note, Tampa Bay is 0-2 at home. You would think they'd be due for a win.
All right.
And Jacksonville is 0-2 away.
But, however, this is really kind of like a home game for Jacksonville, too. They only got to drive a couple hours. You probably don't even have to stay at a hotel.
Hotel, motel.
Holiday Inn.
Tampa Bay's got the spread. Looks like it's just home field advantage.
Yeah.
Ooh, this is a tough game. I want to say Jacksonville.
I got Jacksonville.
And I'd like to say Bortles as well.
Yeah. I think Bortles and Yeldon is a solid start. Vincent Jackson, yeah. Mike Evans, if you have him, I think you're hoping he starts producing, and maybe you start him again just to, because if he screws you again, then you can feel good dropping him next week. Pardon me. Jesus Christ.
I don't think you can say Jesus Christ on the podcast. That might be borderline.
That offends some people.
I think you might offend somebody with that one.
I apologize.
Would be
shut up.
That's how Trump feels about it.
Yeah. He does not want you talking about Jesus.
Exactly. That's not how we get down here.
He prefers you call him Donald.
Donald. He likes to be called Donald. Yeah. What do you think about Yeldon?
I like it.
Up and coming?
Up and coming.
Yeldon?
Starting him if I had him.
I like that you said it, not me.
Starting him at flex or RB2 if I had him, I think. Depending on what my RB and wide receiver situation was.
Cleveland at Baltimore.
Boy.
Baltimore coming off a hot win.
Baltimore 1-3.
Baltimore's got the spread.
Cleveland 1-3. Baltimore just lost Steve Smith. Boy, oh boy. Forsett finally had a good game.
Yeah. I think that they're going to lean heavily on Forsett with Smith out.
That's what it would look like.
Ask Flacco to throw to, what's his name, Aiken?
Aiken? Clay Aiken.
Lamar Aiken.
Yeah.
What do you think about Travis Benjamin? Is he the real deal?
I don't know.
Just two big catches in two different games?
That did happen. But beyond that, I think he's caught 4 and 6 balls in the games after that. And,
Definite PPR.
He could be serviceable to you if, you know, deeper league. But yeah, I'm not buying him as one of the top wide receivers in the league.
Yeah, no, it's hard for me to even want to put his name in a hat for that conversation.
Cleveland's running game is a mess. I don't know if you start Crowell, if you look at Duke, I'm not happy if I'm looking at starting either of those guys, I guess. That's all I can say about that. I'm not happy if I'm looking to start anybody in this game, really, I guess. Man, I guess McCown had a good week last week, didn't he?
Not too bad.
Wasn't it? Yeah, Josh McCown, he was in the like top 5 quarterbacks.
Yeah, let's look at...
If he's available somewhere and you're... Not seeing McCown.
Yeah, I don't buy McCown. I still don't think
he's old.
I don't think it's his play. It's his forte.
Yeah.
I'd like him to go out in a blaze of glory.
Manziel's back in.
I don't think he's back in, but I think it's time. I mean, you saw what he did. If you just give him a chance.
Just give him a chance. Well, they're a mess over there.
I'm not buying anybody. Like I said, Travis Benjamin in a PPR. You know, if you got Justin Forsett, unfortunately, you couldn't get rid of him yet.
Gonna have to hold on to him another week and see what he does.
You don't think he has a big week again?
I think that he has an opportunity to have a big week,
but he doesn't do it.
I don't think they can get it done over there.
All right.
I mean, what? Maybe 100 yards. That's about it again.
That's a good game.
10.
No touchdowns for Justin.
He doesn't have any yet.
Yeah.
It seems like it's all Flacco, right? Smith out.
Yeah, it was all Smith before.
I guess, you know what? I mean, Bold made 4 seconds, gets his first touchdown finally.
Yeah?
He's something like 16. He's due. 16 or
I like
15?
Justin Tucker over there, kicker.
Tucker.
Yep.
He's got a good leg.
He's going to have another big game.
He's got a big
17,
leg.
17, 18 points.
He's got a big leg over there. St. Louis at Green Bay.
Oof.
I think this is at Lambeau. Green Bay is tough at Lambeau. I think St. Louis kind of gets trampled again.
Green Bay did not look as good last week.
They should have did better, yeah.
They should have did better. Yeah, I believe we've heard that before.
You can do better than that.
yes, of course.
Aaron Rodgers is beast. I think he takes the show there.
He had sort of a down week last week. I think he only scored, what, 12 or 13 points?
An old rivalry with the 49ers they got there.
Right? You think he bounces back?
Oh, yeah. Lambeau?
Yeah.
I bet he has a monster game.
You think so?
I think I got him in the discussion for top.
Back in the top against.
I got him in the top discussion for top three. Definitely.
I like it.
Rodgers will light it up. Fuck, I see Cobb getting a touchdown. I see Jones getting a touchdown.
Which one of those has a better week?
That's a tough call.
That is a tough call.
I guess I'd be inclined to say Jones.
You think Jones?
I think that's...
Yeah?
He's...
I'm going to say they both get a touchdown, but Cobb has more yards, and Cobb is in my...
Would be the number one guy there. With Adams still out, I think that ups Jones' value, but I think that you're probably right with that.
What do you think Eddie Lacy does this week?
Eddie Lacy. Maybe 75 yards.
Touchdown? He's pretty fat.
Pretty fat. Yeah. I bet he's getting paid a lot of money. He really put some weight on.
Eating
all that cheese. I don't know how they do it. They're just all jammed up. That's why those Wisconsin people are so angry all the time.
I think so.
I don't see anybody on St. Louis to buy.
Gurley.
Foles.
You don't buy Gurley? He had 140 yards in his first week. I'm buying Gurley. I think you plug him into your lineup right now if you got him. He has another good week. Even against Green Bay.
I'm not buying into the Rams.
Not buying into the Rams.
I like Tavon Austin, I guess, over there.
He had a good week. I saw a lot of people were up on him. I think he's had a good season to start with, yeah?
But, I mean, it's hard to be up on Foles, too.
I'm up on Gurley.
Their defense didn't look too bad, though.
Yeah?
I think I had their defense at one point. And let him go. That was probably a mistake of mine.
You got the Seahawks. Let's see. Yeah, I think the Packers take that. I think you know who to start. Sleeper there, maybe. Richard Rodgers, the Green Bay tight end.
He likes Rodgers to Rodgers.
Rodgers to Rodgers. And
what was the other one?
Devontae Adams is out.
What's the other one? Montgomery?
Ty Montgomery.
He's a wide receiver.
Deep sleeper.
I think Aaron Rodgers is going to have a field day.
Although, yeah, I mean, any wide receiver that's on, you know, on Green Bay with Aaron Rodgers throwing the ball,
yeah.
Like you got a chance he's going to get a pretty good chance he's going to get some
opportunity.
Yards. Rodgers, yeah.
It's like spread.
That's what it is.
Spread's 9 for Green Bay. I see Green Bay winning by at least a touchdown.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got Green Bay. Excuse me.
No question about that.
No question.
Saints at Philly.
Ooh. Another matchup of 1-3s.
I think it's...
Drew Brees is set... I mean,
he's looking better than I thought.
He had a good week. It's almost... I wonder if he was a little injured at the beginning of the season, and they were finally like, all right, you need to stop.
Yeah.
And then he, like, healed up, and now it's looking up.
I want to make another call for, you know, a bold prediction. I think I made the same one earlier in the season.
Let's hear it.
400 yards for Brees.
400 yards for Brees.
Bold prediction.
That's going to put him steadily in the top five conversation.
Even against the Eagles. I like that.
Yeah. Bradford had a good game last week.
Bradford
was, I think, your number two quarterback, or around two or three.
I think he was number two.
What do you have him doing this week?
I mean, as long as they keep thinking they can win with Bradford, they're going to play him. I'm still calling for the Dirty Sanchez.
It doesn't seem like they really thought out their situation when they trade away all their offensive weapons. It just doesn't seem like he can find receivers. Even though he stayed healthy longer than I thought he would, you know, Riley Cooper was catching balls.
I mean,
he's been around forever.
Yeah, you've got DeMarco Murray and Ryan Matthews is your guy. Like, what is happening? What's going on? You got to question that. I don't know what the questions are to ask, but I mean, I still like Mark Ingram. It looks like, what is it, William? William Seed?
Sneed?
Wills. Willis.
Willis Sneed.
Sneed.
Willie Sneed.
Oh.
That's another good name. Put that on the list.
Willie Sneed, I think, turned out to be the guy there. That sucks if you've got Cooks or...
Third guy we've said is the guy in New Orleans, but yeah.
It's tough. Colston? Still pumped.
Yeah. Selling it.
Just seems like Ingram is your only really reliable one, and Brees is probably gonna.
Yeah, Brees has a good game.
Find a way to get
Ingram
yards.
Has another pretty decent game, but your wide receiver situation there is kind of fucked. Jordan Matthews, of course, on the other side.
I guess I like Bradford to
have another good game.
This is kind of a slop offense game, you know.
Yeah.
Defenses will just kind of show up.
Yep.
Hope your offense can outscore the other one kind of thing.
As a sleeper, maybe Nelson Aguilar, the rookie, finally, he made a nice catch last week. And, maybe he'll start to get involved. And people had good expectations for him.
You know what? I think I might reverse on this one. I might go with the Eagles.
You're with the Eagles, huh?
Uh-huh.
Whoa.
I think Brees. I can see Brees throwing, you know, 100 yards all the way down to the end zone and then throwing a pick.
You think he'll still get over 400, though?
Yeah. I think it'll be...
Maybe another overtime game?
Yeah. Hope for that. I think Bradford's your high scorer in this game.
Whoa. Bradford over Brees, huh?
Yeah, I think Brees is going to throw probably two picks.
Whoa.
Gonna set his points down, but I think he'll still let him keep throwing it.
Yeah.
I think Ingram will get all the touchdowns.
Okay. You heard it here.
Yeah, that's how I see that one going.
Sam Bradford.
It's hard for me to say Matthews. You know, Marco's got that name.
I like Matthews.
So it's hard for me to say don't play that guy, but I think I like Matthews. Murray is old.
Murray's old.
He's old after...
I was talking about Ryan Matthews. I was talking about Jordan Matthews.
I like both of them.
I don't play Ryan Matthews. I mean...
You play Murray?
I play Murray if I got Murray. I don't know. If you got Ryan Matthews and you don't have anybody else, maybe play him and who knows.
Yeah.
But Murray ought to be the guy there.
They need him to be the guy.
And it seems like they were starting to do that, you know, get that going a little bit more last week. So we'll see.
All right, breaking all the rules, Belichick.
Fucking rules.
Is that Dallas?
Oh man, poor Dallas.
Poor Dallas is just gonna get trampled. I think I see a blowout.
Yeah.
Patriots defense. Look for that if that's out there.
Yeah. Poor Brandon Whedon.
Whedon's not gonna do shit.
Ugh. Yeah, I think
Brady, Gronk, Gostkowski,
Julian Edelman.
Edelman. Probably could
Deion
interchange
Lewis, the running back.
I think Blunt is gonna get the touchdowns though.
I think Deion Lewis is gonna be taking him in from far enough out that Blunt isn't gonna get that goal line work. But we are obviously a bit biased in this situation.
Well, you'll have to see. I just have to wait and see on that.
Although, I mean, really, I'd feel good playing either of those running backs, LeBlunt or Lewis.
Yeah, I would agree with you on that. Gostkowski, you probably have another amazing game.
Yeah, probably. I mean, he's your perennial top five kicker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hands down. Dallas. Lumbar's out.
Yeah, he's out for the year.
For the year. Whoa.
ACL. You're done.
You're done.
Sit down.
Do you think that opens up, what, Michael Christie? Christie Michael.
They said, you know, they're saying maybe he'll get some more work, but I think, obviously, it's going to be Joseph Randall and McFadden before that. So,
I think this is still the Randall-Witten show.
Yeah.
I don't see much else going on at Dallas.
Terrence Williams, a possible boom or bust, really, on that one.
Yeah,
maybe he'll get a touchdown.
Maybe he won't. You know, maybe 9 points for that guy.
Yeah. Witten, I think Witten might have another decent game for you.
Witten does what Witten does. I think that you can call him for a touchdown.
Which means if Witten gets a touchdown, he's usually scoring like 15 every week.
I can see Witten at a low teens this week.
Yep.
Should be in that discussion for a top tight end, definitely.
I like it.
Gronk, gotta have Gronk and you talk about that as well.
Brady should have a good look.
Edelman gets the more targets. Hopefully you've got him in your PPR league because he's a monster.
Yep.
Tom Brady, I think, has a phenomenal game, and I think he proves why he's Tom Brady, and he can break the rules.
Probably.
So, you know, you probably just throw Tom Brady right at top because he's going to break the rules.
Yep. Breaking the fucking rules.
That's, you know, that's how that goes. Fuck your rules. That's right.
I'm a commissioner. I'll make new rules.
Yeah, you broke the rules how you found out I broke the rules.
Break the rule.
Just because you didn't bust us enough doesn't mean you can bust us again.
Break the rules. Doing it.
Yeah.
Dick.
Exactly. I think that's a monster game. I think.
I agree.
I think that.
Patriots. Well, for the Patriots.
Patriots.
Yeah.
Demolish that game.
Yep. Yeah. All systems are a go for starting Patriots offensive players.
Boomtown. And their defense. I would even say that.
Oh, yeah.
Good,
against Whedon.
Good sleeper this week.
What do we got?
Denver. At Raiders.
Oh, I like it.
For sake of bet saying, I got to say Denver right off the bat. God, what do you think about the running back situation over there?
It's fucked.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah.
You're a loser.
I think Hillman is probably emerging, but it looks like they both kind of suck. I don't.
CJ Anderson really.
Really shit
really,
the bed for
really
everybody
shit.
There.
Hey, it doesn't get any worse than when you shit the bed.
Yeah.
You can do better than that.
Definitely do better than that. Hopefully you're not shitting the bed. One of those things where you just wake up just in time to shit. I think that this is in Oakland. Oh man.
Look, this is a good matchup for Peyton Manning. Oakland is bad against quarterbacks, and Oakland just got exposed by the Bears last week as maybe not being as good as we expected. So I think Peyton Manning is going to try to tune stuff up here. And, you know, Denver's D has been just outstanding.
Yeah, I think they're the top defense. Time to acknowledge that.
I think they get I think they get to the Raiders big here.
And yeah, I think this ends up being one-sided.
Derek Carr has a lousy game.
Yeah, I bet he throws a couple and picks.
I think Murray has a lousy game, too. I don't like any of the Raiders' offense this week. I was a little bit up on Cooper, but I don't like him this week.
Probably put Talib Kweli on...
Akeem Talib, yeah.
And Cooper.
Cooper,
so...
He'll probably get a pick or two.
He'll probably
stick
a pick or two.
Yeah, probably pick to the house.
So, yeah, I can't really... I like Sanders this week.
I mean, both those receivers are...
The old receiver problem.
Must starts, for sure.
Yeah, Hillman, I like to call him Hillman. I even think
Peyton has a good game.
Yeah.
Even though he can't throw it very far.
I don't know how to call him top scorer in that game. I guess I would go Peyton or Sanders.
I'm gonna go Denver D.
Denver D. Yeah, I like that.
Denver D coming through with like 25.
That's a real good call. I like that.
Yeah.
You can see that all day.
Right.
Don't see Murray stepping it up, really.
Also,
either.
Anus having a good game there. McAnus.
Oh, yeah, Anus.
I think he'll have another
game. I bet Anus will have a good game.
Yeah. Just blow it out all over.
Blow it out all over. Then we got the Sunday night game. Oh, this looks like a wash. San Francisco at New York.
Yeah. I look for Eli to have a big game here. Eli has been quietly putting together a good season, save for that first game. He's had 20 points or more the last three games, and now against a stinky 49ers team. Yeah.
I don't see anybody in the 49ers except for Hyde. I like Eli. I like Beckham. I like the other receiver over there,
Ruben Randall.
Ruben Randall. I like Danelle. I like to call on Eli.
Yeah.
The Eli show over there.
How about Giants defense this week against a seemingly turnover prone Colin Kaepernick?
Yeah, I can see that. I don't know if you get the yards, but I think you get the points on that.
The plug and play option. The Giants have proven they can pick balls.
I like teams that play on the big screen at night.
I know you do.
I like that. So
they always seem to fuck me.
that's tough. Yeah, I can see the Giants. And I like Eli.
And yeah. Watch
Giants got the spread.
Giants rushing game. Rashad Jennings finally had a big week last week after I sold on him. But watch out for their rushing game this week. I think the Niners are pretty terrible against the run. So
I think that's usually how that goes.
I got the Giants taking that game, and that is the New York Football Giants.
Yeah, I don't see what you could, I don't see what you could do anything else with that game other than call Eli and the obvious Odell and the other receiver.
Kaepernick has another stinker of a game.
Yeah, I agree with that.
How does Hyde do?
I think Hyde is right in line with his projection at about 10.
I agree.
I think he's probably going to get a touchdown and about 50 yards.
Yeah.
I certainly like him at PPR. They're just going to try and keep giving him the ball as long as he can play.
Well,
over the rookie.
PPR is points per reception, though. You don't get it if it's just a handoff, do you?
I thought that was like a target.
It's got to be a pass.
I did not know that.
So if it's a receiving running back, that's why you like them in PPRs. They get you that extra, but
I like Hyde to get a lot of looks, though.
That's why we don't care for PPR. Bunch of stupid shit.
Bunch of extra stuff going on that isn't real.
It's really just like too much math for us. Don't want to alienate listeners.
Yeah, you got the ball for 1 yard and you get a point.
Right.
And Monday night game. I'm sure you're excited about this one, Nikki G. Steelers at San Diego. Mike Vick.
keeping it off the streets.
Keeping them off the streets.
That's you know, I can support that.
Amen. Off the streets, out of jail.
Out of jail.
Doing well.
Doing well. He didn't really look that bad, I didn't think. I felt bad for him. He
didn't look that good.
I felt bad for him. He had to make that fourth down play. Those were tough for him. Asking your guy who hasn't played in probably a year and a half to make a couple hard plays.
Yeah. And Brown dropped that touchdown. We talked about it. God, it was so long ago, it seems like. But yeah, he didn't look terrible. He didn't look stellar, but... Yeah,
it looked like he could have got the job done.
I think that who that affects most is Antonio Brown owners. I mean,
oh yeah,
yeah.
How good is San Diego's defense?
Last week was Antonio Brown's first game in like the last 30 some games to not have at least 5 receptions and 50 yards. And I mean, I guess if he gets that touchdown, he continues that streak, but you gotta think that's sort of on the delivery system there.
That's kind of tough with Vic.
Yeah, it's been Big Ben throwing to him.
Yeah, I think you gotta stick with Bell Show. Get the kettlebells out.
Yeah, the Bell Show continues for sure. Martavis Bryant back this week. You think he does anything?
I think that if anything, that just helps Vic by having another receiver that can make spectacular catches, because that's what they're going to need, especially if Antonio Brown plans on dropping touchdown passes. They're going to need Martavius. So I think it helps Vic. I don't know that it helps the Steelers or any of the owners of any of the players besides, you know, Bell's still on the rise. I got him going up.
Yeah.
But that's obvious.
Yeah, Bell.
Vic, I mean... I don't think he had... Did he have a turnover? I think he fumbled, but he fell on it right away.
Yeah, I think that sounds right.
What?
Do you start Michael Vick?
Do you start Michael Vick? No.
Yeah.
No.
I don't think...
There's Mariota. There's other people
there's
out there.
There's a lot
there.
Of other people.
There's plenty of other people. Bortles.
Unless you're just for the cause. Help a brother out.
No.
I consider starting Vic for the cause.
No.
If I wasn't playing you. If I had won more than one game to this point, I'll start Michael Vick.
Nah, no. Phillip Rivers, Keenan Allen, I like that over there.
Yeah, I like Keenan Allen to have a big week this week. He's going to continue to improve.
About, yeah, 15.
Antonio
touchdown.
Gates is back. How do you think they?
I think they give him in the goal line, and he starts milking more touchdowns for Rivers. I think that ups Rivers' value. I think
Gates was a touchdown machine last year.
I think that hurts Keenan Allen and Stevie Johnson. But
I think it helps him. It takes attention away from Keenan Allen and opens him up more.
I think that they'll get Antonio is going to get that red zone look. That's their big monster down there.
Not if Keenan takes it in from
50
yards.
What do you think about their
away.
Running back situation? I think that's the real discussion.
Are
they going to stick with Gordon? Or are they just going to be running back by committee the rest of the year?
I think it's running back by committee, and I don't know who I like best on that. At this point, I think I like Woodhead.
I think I like Woodhead,
also
too.
On my list of best names in the league.
I tried to get him. Somebody got him out from underneath me.
Woodhead.
I don't see where he's at up there on the list.
I mean, he's not real high on the list, but he's been... I think, like, he's been giving you 8 or 10 the last couple weeks, so that's serviceable if you were getting
right.
screwed on LeSean McCoy, Carlos Williams area, that you need somebody this week.
Yeah, that's kind of tough.
Something like that.
Who do we got with the byes? What, the Jets and...
Well, it's the New York Football Jets.
And what? In Miami, I think, got a bye.
You know, I feel like we missed a matchup here. The Cardinals and the Lions. Did we talk about that game?
Oh, you're right. I did miss that. How did I miss that?
Well, that, you know, it's the hood.
Clearly. Jumped right on. I was too excited about New England,
you
I guess.
Got fucking tube screen monitors and cracked screens and shit. green typeface.
I don't know how I missed it. It's Arizona at Detroit.
Fun little trip up to Detroit.
I like Palmer. Anytime you've got a...
Detroit is looking like the Detroit of old.
Yep.
The good old lovable losers up there.
I like Palmer. Should be in the discussion for top quarterback of the week.
I think I agree with that.
I think Larry had an off week, and I think they still looked good. Still sitting at number two overall, for sure.
Yeah.
I think that he continues his role. He didn't get a touchdown last week, but he's still in the discussion easily. So I think he has another touchdown, another 100 yards.
Ooh.
I think
that'll put him up there.
I think he should be in that discussion. I think he has a better week than Brown, but not better than Hopkins, probably. And then right under that,
yeah,
I got Green.
We saw what Hopkins did. He had a monster week.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're recording this slightly after the game ended on Thursday evening. And Hopkins went for, what, almost 200? And yeah.
Yeah. Strong over there was beasting it up.
Strong had
well,
two touchdowns, too.
Two touchdowns,
so they won't be included in our little top five breakdowns here.
That's true. Yeah, we didn't even talk about that game.
Yeah.
I still like Larry to have a good game. Lions. Oh, man, I just don't even know. I guess you got CJ. Unfortunately, you have to play him.
Yeah.
I tried to trade him, but I don't even think you can get anything for him.
Yeah, I guess I'd be on that same wagon, too.
Abdullah.
Yeah, I don't know what to think about Abdullah. I think I sit him.
I think he's your... Well, I think Bell's injured, so I think...
But I just don't think he's going to do anything, even if he's their top guy or whatever. I think he gets you 40 yards and no touchdown.
Oh,
you know?
Riddick gets the touchdown?
I think if there is one to get, Riddick gets it. But I think I think they might.
So you're just calling the Cardinals defense on this one.
Cardinals D and yeah, Detroit puts up 10 points or less.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think Palmer has a monster game. It's who you want in this one. Throws all day. I think he'll throw a pick or two, but I think he'll be able to probably get like four touchdowns.
Yeah.
Probably throw one to one of the Johnson brothers.
One of the Johnson brothers. Yeah, what do you think about the rushing game down there in Arizona?
What's even going on with Ellington?
Ellington, I think, is still out, so it seems like it's Chris Johnson, but also David Johnson has had some decent numbers. Do you start Chris Johnson or do you start David Johnson?
Let's see. One of them runs the kick returns, right?
I believe that's David.
Yeah. You're so correct. I think that you got to go with the other one.
You got to go with Chris, huh?
Yep. I think you still got to let Chris have that one. Don't know if...
He scored 9 last week, 28 the week before, and...
What did the other one do?
Scored 12 last week, 3 the week before, but 26 the week before that.
Oh.
So they obviously both have that potential to have a big game. Obviously, they've both shown that they can go low, too, but only either of them's only had one bad game, really.
I think they want one of those guys. I think they want Chris to be their guy.
I think so. I think you can start.
But I think you can still start the other Johnson. He's...
I think you can start either.
Probably good for a touchdown, honestly.
Perhaps.
Run one back right away.
Yeah, I like a lot of Cardinals offense in this one. I think Detroit's a fucking mess. I don't like Stafford. I don't like starting any of their offense up there.
Yeah.
So that's that. I like Arizona's kicker. He's really come on as a solid.
Definitely should be in that discussion for a top five.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ellington looks like he's still out over there. I think that's really the Carson Palmer show.
I agree with you.
Thank you.
Cardinals show.
Yeah, the defense as well. Yep. I take those. Stafford. Hopefully you're not playing Stafford.
Yeah, that would suck.
That'd suck.
That'd suck for you.
Hopefully you find somebody better than that.
All right.
Sit down.
Sit him down.
Yeah. All right, you going to go over your...
Yeah, we'll go over what... Are the Panthers also on a bye? That was the other team that I didn't notice.
Did they just miss all of them? I didn't think.
Well, that's got to be the other one, right? Because otherwise we'd be talking about Cam and Greg Olsen. Yeah. All right. Yeah. So, top five quarterbacks. Looks like... and this was in no exact order as I was scribbling notes. We got Aaron Rodgers, of course, sort of perennial, and he's got a good matchup. Matt Ryan against the Washington Redskins this week.
I like it.
To light it up. Yeah. Dalton.
Gotta have Dalton.
Even against the Seahawks, but he's been a top five.
A.J. Green has been looking really impressive this year.
I like it. Brady coming off a bye.
Lighting it up. I think he probably is your number one.
Yeah, I sort of agree with that. I think I'll... And then the last tier, we got Carson Palmer. Drew Brees was kind of in our discussion.
I think you could also put maybe Peyton on that, at the end of that as well.
I think Peyton, we did say Peyton's going to have a good week, too.
I think you can put Peyton on that for
so
your
boy, that the end of that top five, I think I would maybe even put Peyton... And edge Dalton out just because of that matchup. Dalton's got a tougher matchup.
I think the matchup. But they both belong in the discussion easily.
They all have good weeks. So we'll just leave you there with a bunch of dicks. Running back. I got... and this is in no exact order. Freeman and Charles.
All day.
Le'Veon Bell.
All day.
And then maybe two of my... ones that you won't agree with. I got Deion Lewis for the Patriots, and then Gurley for the Rams.
Ooh. Let me see. There's got to be somebody better than that.
What about
Adrian Peterson? And I think Mark Ivory's got some potential to be in that discussion.
Chris Ivory?
I think Chris Ivory is on a bye.
So Mark Ingram.
Mark Ingram.
Gotcha.
What did I say?
Mark Ivory.
Mark.
little amalgamation of the two. That's
yeah,
what I was.
I
guessed the wrong one. Okay, so
I think AP would be up there.
You know, you could be right, AP over Lewis. I may have had a little personal bias on that one.
And again, you know, Chris Johnson has potential to be in that discussion as well.
Yeah, I put him in there last week and got burned.
It was the other Johnson, right?
I just think he didn't have as quite a good a week to make it into the
top.
Oh,
it was the Rams.
Yeah.
Something else I think somebody was asking me. I don't want to forget this. Somebody's asking me about Spiller. I think unfortunately he makes the case. You still got to hang on to Spiller.
I think you hang on to Spiller and you see what happens.
I got to throw that out.
I don't think you were planning on him being the starter down there, so you see what happens.
Yeah.
You hope that it turns out that they're like, oh, look what we've got, and
he can keep doing that 80-yard touchdown run.
I mean,
I think that's something to hang on to. If you still got him, don't let him go yet.
Church. Wide receiver?
Wide receiver.
Move on to that.
Wow.
I got
Hopkins has got to be up there.
Yeah, Hopkins will probably end up being our number. Hopkins and that other fella that had
Strong.
He put up probably
at least
20.
A 12.
Yeah.
At least. So
minus those guys for the upcoming Sunday, Julio Jones seems to have a pretty favorable matchup, and I think he'll be looking to bounce back from a lousy week last week.
It wasn't that he had a lousy week. It's that.
Well, he wasn't needed.
He wasn't needed, yeah.
He wasn't needed. There's no reason to fucking run your horse if you
and
know.
That's honestly why I think it's going to be the Freeman show again.
I agree with you.
Julio Jones, he's got the name. He's got to be in the top discussion. But
maybe we'll put him at the end and we'll
see
what we'll come to.
I like Larry up there.
You like Fitzgerald? What about in Denver?
CJ Green.
AJ Green?
Oh yeah, AJ Green.
Yeah, I got AJ Green. Green.
I like Jones.
I'm gonna put Cobb/Jones.
Yeah,
it's gonna be one of those guys.
One or the other.
And they may, you know, they may both be there.
What do you think? Should Macklin be in that discussion?
You know, I don't think Macklin has quite as good a week. I think maybe he gets you like 80, 90 yards, no touchdown. Serviceable start, but not in the top.
Yeah, that's kind of tough, I would say.
How about the receiving situation in Denver? Is it going to be...
It's still going to just be wishy-washy, don't you think? If one of them's not open, the other one is.
Yeah, and you know, Demaryius hasn't looked like the dominant force that he was, and maybe that's just because Peyton's not making those crazy throws.
And it looks like Sanders has edged out Thomas by 1 point.
Yeah, look at that.
And I guess I continue to see that happening.
You think so?
Just 1 point.
So virtually even.
Virtually even. I think I like Sanders to emerge late.
Who do you
eventually
think, who do you got this week? I think I got one of them in my top five.
I took Sanders.
Okay, I think I agree with that. We'll put Sanders in there. I'm a thug.
Even over there, I like, you know, they even using their tight end, Owen Daniels.
More. Yeah, we didn't mention him, I don't think, but I think he's a good start
sleeper,
this week. Yeah.
Maybe even deep sleeper.
Plug and play.
Fuck.
You probably find him.
I like the plug and play call. Right. You could probably find him and plug him in.
Plug it in.
What else you got on that tight end list?
On wide receiver?
Oh, wide receiver.
You know what? I think I'm going to throw Alshon up there. Big week from Cutler.
Okay, you heard it.
You heard it here.
I think that might be biased, Nicky G.
I think it might be too.
I think it might be biased, but...
I'm a work in progress.
You gotta risk big to win big, right?
That's right. Yeah, tight end, I got five. Defense and kicker, you know, I don't really have five, but
yeah,
that's kind of a tough one. Tight end, though, Gronk, number one.
Gronk, I like that.
He's back. I got Martellus Bennett, number two.
I like that.
I think he's really going to establish himself as a top tight end.
Yeah, I think you're going to see that trend continue. It seems like Royal and Alshon are going to be battling some sort of injury all season.
Yeah. And Bennett's a beast. Those Bennett
players
are a
beast. Yeah, he's like jackhammering people on the practice squad.
I got Clay in Buffalo having another good week. I think Taylor's favorite target.
I think he's their best target.
Yeah, agreed.
And I think I saw him miss a couple passes he should have caught last week. So,
and still.
Maybe even a breakout for Clay this week.
Yep. Then I got Delanie Walker having a big game.
Ooh.
For Tennessee.
Delanie Walker.
Yeah, I think Buffalo's weak on tight ends. They're giving up touchdown a week. I see him getting a touchdown and some yards.
God, I don't know about that. Don't you think, like, Cincinnati's guy would be up there?
Tyler Eifert, man, he's...
Even
Eifert against Cincinnati, against Seattle, I don't like it.
Okay, what about Barnage?
I don't like Barnage this week either.
You don't like Reed either, huh?
You know, Reed should probably be in the discussion. I'll say that. He might be in my top five discussion. Him and Witten, I think, vying for the fifth spot. I think Witten will be the top.
I'll throw one more at you. What about Heath Miller?
For Michael Vick, I don't think anything's happening with Heath this week. I think he's a sit.
And you got Witten on there?
I got Witten as sort of my number five, and then you mentioned to me Jordan Reed, and I'm kind of...
I think Witten's higher than five.
I don't think so with Wheaton. I think he's five.
I think he's their best.
Is their only thing?
He's their best target over there.
But it's still Wheaton. If he gets
still Wheaton,
yeah.
All righty, you're not going to put Graham in that conversation either.
I don't. Graham hasn't done anything. I think Graham, I'm selling him. I'm looking to trade him, see if I can get anything.
If you can get anything.
Right? Like
a stash of running back.
Obviously,
for later.
They're not planning to really use him.
It's really sad.
Right? What I mean, what else
what
can
they,
you say about
what are
that?
They doing?
What just are they doing?
Not doing what they're supposed to be doing with him.
How stupid are our leaders?
How stupid are they? Sorry for interrupting, Donald. But yeah.
And I love Pete.
Pete the cheat.
But
they're not even using him.
I have to agree with Donald.
And they got to be paying him a ton of cash.
And they kept our equipment. They always keep our equipment.
And that.
And there's that.
Good point.
So, what else can you say? I think Seattle keeps winning at Seattle, but I think their luck runs out. I don't know why they're not using Graham. Like Russell's the guy.
Yeah, this is a tough matchup for Seattle, for sure. That's probably your game of the week right there. Yeah.
What do you think about defenses this week?
Defense, I got Denver for my number one. I got Cardinals against the Lions for my number two.
Cardinals, monster.
Yeah. Beyond that, yeah, I don't really know. I got the Packers D continuing to
I think I can see the Giants D.
Play pretty well. I can see
the
Giants D.
The plug and play, as you call it.
Yeah, against the Niners. I think I'll put that on there. A little bold. And I think you got to put the Patriots D, too.
Yeah, Patriots D. I mean, look who they're playing.
Yeah. And they're fucking the Patriots.
Yeah.
So that gives us a solid five there. Kickers, I got Gostkowski number one.
Anus should be in that conversation.
Anus, number two.
Your Arizona
Canzaro,
kicker.
Canzaro, number three.
I think Kansas City's kicker is probably in that discussion as well.
I think, yeah, against the Bears, perhaps. Cause I think they won't be getting touchdowns, a lot of field goals. Also, Atlanta's kicker, Bryant. I think that'll be a high-scoring game, even if he's kicking extra points. I think he'll get a couple field goals.
Yeah, maybe Tucker belongs in that conversation.
Yeah,
as well.
Tucker, maybe.
Hopefully you've got these guys and you're playing them. I wouldn't be trying to look for a kicker this late in the season with everybody missing them the other week. I just
picked up Canzaro a week ago or two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sit on that all year, hopefully. Yeah.
Right?
That should serve you pretty well.
Yeah.
So, what else we got?
Shit. I don't know if we got a
couple
pick of the week for you. We could see if we have an email from Rex.
See if we get a foot job quick.
See if we get shoehorn that in there somewhere.
Let's see. How about this? What do you think about playing Jones or what? Eckers?
What Jones?
Jones. Green Bay.
Mike Jones. James Jones?
James Jones. Or what? Hankerson, is that his name?
Hankerson? James Jones all day.
Jones all day. That's kind of what I was thinking.
Yeah, James all day.
He's probably going to end up being the other guy over there. Otherwise, What do you think about Hyde or Forsett?
Oh, that's kind of a tough one, but I'm down on the Niners. If I have to make that call, I think I go with Forsett, and I hope that he continues what he did last week. You say, all right, I hope you got this fucking figured out.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that Hyde against the Giants, I think the matchup, I think you got to go Forsett. Unfortunately, it could be a big breakout game for him, potentially.
Could be.
I guess
the Browns,
about,
right? Yeah.
What do you think about Bradford over Mariota?
Oh, man. I see some possible upside in Mariota, but I guess I got to go Bradford.
I'd like to go Bradford. They're picking Mariota.
Yeah.
What do you think about Martavis Bryant?
Is that the Pittsburgh?
Returning from suspension and got Mike Vick. I don't like it this week. I want to see something first.
All right. Flacco or Peyton Manning?
Manning. Flacco doesn't have any receivers.
See. Randall or Gurley? You're probably going to say Gurley, huh?
I think the New England Patriots stifle the Cowboys offense a lot, and it's just hard to get anything going.
Dalton or Rivers?
Oh, boy, that's tough because Rivers probably has a more favorable matchup. Oh, man, I think I'm going to take Rivers.
Yeah. Taylor or Wilson?
Oh. You know, I think Taylor has a better game this week.
Taylor edges out in that.
Yep. Although I hope Russell has a big week.
What do you think about Woodhead?
I like him as a low-end play. If you were in a pinch and you picked up Danny Woodhead, I think he always has potential.
And what do you think Gates is going to do? Gates over Clay?
Oh, I don't think you can go Gates over Clay right now. I think if you got Antonio Gates, man, I'd start him if I don't have, like, another one of those sort of, Clay's on the top five list. I can't say put Gates in right now, but I would like Gates if I had a crappier tight end. I might start Gates over even the likes of Jimmy Graham. I might start him over Travis Kelce. I might start him over, a lot of guys, but I think I start Clay.
And do you think you go out and get Booby Dixon?
I think it's a good call, if nothing else, to just handcuff other people. If you got a spot on your bench, go get them, see what happens. I did.
Yeah. Bradford or Taylor?
I got Tyrod.
I think Tyrod.
Yeah.
I like Bengals or Packers?
Oof. Packers,
I think, right?
Yeah, that's tough, though. I think Bengals D will have a decent performance.
Yeah. Let's see. What do you think? Cam Newton for Marshall?
Well,
trade?
Oh.
No way,
for
right?
Brandon Marshall? No, Cam's looking to have a pretty good year so far. Only if in a situational thing where you really need a wide receiver and you're stacked on quarterbacks or something.
Stacked already, yeah.
But I think you should get Brandon Marshall and somebody for Cam.
Yeah, even though I think Brandon Marshall's pretty good, I think Cam is better.
Give me your Brandon Marshall and your RB2.
Yeah. All right, well, that's about all I got.
I think that's
that wraps that up.
Pretty solid podcast.
Try and get a bold predictions out Sunday morning.
I'm sure people are sick of us by now.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sunday morning, what?
Bold predictions. Otherwise, hit us on Twitter, Facebook.
Yeah.
Twitter handle, GFF_podcast.
Yeah, we got lots of websites.
Yeah. We got like 3 or 4 websites now.
I have so many websites, I have them all over the place.
Yeah, we were inspired, Donald.
Exactly.
They're pretty cheap, from what I understand.
From what I understand, yeah.
Keeping it easy on the
website. It costs me $3.
Keeping it easy on the consumer. I really like that. So, that's all I got.
That's all I got.
All righty. Well, I'm Stephen Barbara.
I'm Nikki G. Good to be here. Donald, good to have you
Thanks
here.
Thanks to have you in the building, Donald.
We'll see you next time.
All righty. Signing off.